cleanup efforts are still underway in South Phoenix and Levine. The devastation from Tuesday night's storm ranges from flooded houses to damaged schools and closed streets. KJZZ's Alexandra Olgan reports.
Water is still rushing through the ditches along Dobbins Road near South Mountain.
Before we knew it, water started inundating through, just coming over through this fence from this direction, all in, just pouring in.
Deborah Colbert's home on 23rd Avenue backs right up to the mountain. On Tuesday night, it filled up with 5 feet of water. Her husband and neighbor are loading drywall ripped from the house into a dumpster.
I have to pull all the cabinets out. I have to pull the tub and the showers out. I have to pull everything out of every one of these rooms. So the entire house.
The Colberts were told they didn't need flood insurance and therefore didn't buy it. So all of the repairs are coming out of pocket. She says flood victims need to coordinate their claims for compensation from government agencies.
Because if everybody's doing things independently, it starts to get scattered. It starts to appear as if now everybody's on that individual fight as opposed to a unified fight.
Colbert says she's taking the situation day by day. And Sunland Elementary School is doing the same. School district spokesman Joseph Ortiz says more than half the building is still unusable.
We're making do with having some classes in the library, having some classes in the computer labs, having some classes in the cafeteria.
The Red Cross has been out since Wednesday, helping residents clean up and get medications lost in the flood. Councilwoman Kate Gallego wants to get the flooded neighborhoods designated a disaster area to possibly qualify for state and federal aid. Alexandra Olgan, KJZZ News, Phoenix.